Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha! So the whole gang is in the studio. As you know, we've been setting up Carl on a blind date. So now we have Carl here. We have contestant one and contestant three, Reese and Tahira, in the studio. We still have Carla with us, so he will have the opportunity to see what he missed out on. All that crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
That is so cute.
So for this, I'm going to, now we're just going to jump into it, and I'm going to remove the blindfold, okay?
Wait, no.
You gotta pick.
Do you think I should make them pick first?
Yeah.
Fine. I've been outvoted because I thought it would be fun to like the last.
No.
Yeah.
You know he's gonna want to hold on to that blindfold as long as he can.
Oh Lord,
my
scarf will never be the same. Okay, so now we're down to the final two. Do you have any questions, Carl? Carl, don't scare them away.
No.
Damn it.
Who can dance? Who can dance? Who can't?
Who can dance? That's a good one.
This is number three.
Yes.
I definitely have rhythm, but it gets like better don't. Based on the number of drinks I've consumed.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, I think that most people get a little bit better when they're drinking, right? But this is Reese. I can dance, but, you know, it does get a little bit better when you're dancing with somebody you want to dance with. So, you know, you can move a little bit better and you're more comfortable. And,
all of that? Really?
And you just dance like no one's watching, you know?
Got it. What's your next question, Carl?
He needs another question.
He needs more.
I like to be asked questions. That's the thing. I like to be asked questions.
Oh wait, Toby, you have a question?
Well,
come. You have to come to the mic if you have something to say.
Okay, so wait, Carl, you want them to ask you questions?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm gonna stay on my best behavior and answer them as.
Okay. Yeah. So, Reese seems like she has a question. What's your question, Reese?
So, Carl, you don't have kids.
No.
And you want kids, you want two.
Definitely.
Two and apostle.
Not two and apostle. I forgot about the three. Yeah. Good number. How tall are you?
6 feet.
Nice height.
Is this measurement for the kids?
No, I just happening. No, I just, you know, he asked that question the last show. So I was like, let's ask him something.
Yeah, I like
what,
to be
what
asked
what is
questions.
Your favorite color?
Blue. Blue, dark blue, black.
Mm. Nice. I could keep going, but we'll just let
keep going. I can answer questions all day.
What's your question, Tahira?
Okay, I'll just ask what you asked us. What are three qualities that you look for in your ideal woman?
Silliness, support. Mm-hmm. I could be all over the place sometimes, so I need a woman that kind of help me to like kind of focus. So if I'm into something and you're not into it, I still need you to kind of, you know, just be there. To help me to stay kind of focused, because if it benefits me, then it benefits you. I like a woman that can have sex all the time.
Oh, shit.
So can by all the time, you mean how often?
I like to have sex every day if I have a woman.
Let him go. He be himself.
I like to have sex all the time. Uh-huh. That's never going to change. If I like you, if we live together, it's just one of them things. I can't help it. But I don't know. Yeah, I like sex all the time. I like a woman that's going to be there for me. And when I have a woman, I like to spoil her. I like to show off. No, I like to show her off. But, man, I just need silliness. Like, if you trip, I'm going to laugh at you and then help you up. Like, no. Like, that's just me. And I like someone that's not serious all the time. If it's business, it's cool. Because we stay serious when it comes to business, you know, we grow and everything. But as far as life, I just like to laugh. I like to have fun. That's why all my friends, I like to be around them because they're all silly in their own way. And we have fun all the time. I love it.
And part of the reason that we were like, we have to do this, because we're like, whoever you end up with, we have to like too.
Yeah, they got to approve.
So you're recruiting.
Right, we have to like too.
That is funny.
Because we like to do things and have fun as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it always makes it weird if you then date someone who doesn't understand that you're female, like your girlfriends, your women friends are just that, your friends who are women.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing more than that.
Exactly.
And that we can all just have a good time and have fun and be silly together.
Yeah. That's too much pressure to be serious.
Okay, so you said all that. This is Reese.
Mm-hmm.
So would you consider yourself to be a confident person? Would you, you know, you consider yourself jealous or understanding?
All that. I get jealous. I could be understanding. I like to be right. I like to talk a lot. I'm confident 75% of the time.
What's your sign called?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Yeah, always. They ain't gonna change.
Stop. My dad's a Scorpio. That's weird.
just don't say it out loud.
And my youngest brother. Ew. Oh, we have this. Carla, I'm about to kick you out. This one talking about your mama don't think you're weird. Who says that?
Oh my God.
Hey.
But she is always smiling.
Hey. Stop it. This is Candidly Keisha, goddamn.
Hey, yo. But yeah, I just need to have fun. You know, I can take things too far sometime, or I can go overboard sometime. And I also like a woman that could, you know, challenge me. You threaten me to kick my ass sometime. Like, I like that. Like, keep me in check. I know,
like,
you know, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect.
He's from New York, so
yeah,
he should make it.
I don't like a passive woman. Oh,
so he needs somebody who could be like a little bit like.
I need a little crazy too. A little bit crazy is good. Just can't do boring.
Do you like to role play?
Yeah.
What's your favorite so role?
My favorite role play. What I like. Role play is just like, so somebody said no like sex on the first date. To me, that's just a challenge. It's not really that I even want to have sex with you. It's just that because you said that, then now I got something to challenge you about.
So are you sensual?
Yes, extremely.
Mm.
I don't need to have sex with you to turn you out at all.
What?
I don't.
He gonna turn your mind out.
Yeah, I love doing that. That's actually fun.
I'm trying to say that.
I love a woman that that, you know.
Tracy says splash. What you
got
on that?
Oh.
I'm trying to keep it.
I could say something.
Wait, time out. For those of you who did not hear the last Candidly Keisha, I asked these two women what their, like, if they were, how would, if they took a movie title to describe, like, their sex or sexuality, what movie title would they choose? And contestant three, Tahira, said Splash. Contestant one was Brown Sugar. So
what's Carl?
50 Shades of Gray.
Times two or
times,
three.
Yeah, times it, some.
Yeah,
because
okay. Yeah, I'm a little more than that.
No Titanic?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't throw that in. You could throw that in there. It's all good. Throw all that in there.
See, it's going
in. That fun. You know?
Okay, wait, so where were we on this
we
one?
Forgot.
The question?
Sensual.
Sensual.
I like, because I could start from the beginning of the day. When we meet for a date, I can start from that time, and that's where foreplay starts. You might not know it, but it actually started. So my whole thing from that point is to turn you out or turn you on way before we get back to the house. I like when you say you don't want to do something, because by the end of the day, you're going to want to do it, but I'm going to hold off just because I know you want to do it.
Ooh.
So I like to tease. Yeah, it's fun.
Playing on.
Well, damn. Okay.
Well,
it's getting a little warm in here.
Okay, so you need a supportive woman. Would
yes.
you be supportive of your woman?
Always. Any woman I'm with, even my friends, I see the top level of my friends or anybody I'm around more than they do. So because I watch people all the time, whatever you are or however I think about you, I'm always going to push stuff on you that I think you can elevate
you. You want people to rise to the
occasion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And if
you
like,
see their greatest potential.
Yes,
in them.
I always do. So I'm always like that. So if I'm with a woman, your thing is if you're a woman and you're working for someone, my main thing that's going to happen is that I'm always going to try to figure something you could do to, if you're spending 40 hours on a job, I'm going to try to find a way so you can spend 30 hours on a job and then 20 hours till the point where you have your own thing going. Because I wouldn't like my woman to be working for someone that's not treating her right. So either I take care of that or I help her take care of that.
Tabernacle.
Love it.
Any more questions?
Yeah, keep them coming. I'm all good.
No, we like his answers. Right?
Yeah, they're really good answers.
This actually might
be foreplay
right now.
It's probably tough because you can't see.
Nah, it's all good.
Do you play games?
Always. What kind of games?
I mean in a bad way. Oh. You're funny.
No.
Okay. So would you consider yourself an honest person?
99% honest, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, definitely sometimes.
So blunt.
No, that's good. I mean, you know.
Why did you ask the height question? Not saying we'll answer it, but why did you
Short
ask?
Girls are just so cute all the time. Cute. Yeah, little cute little things.
What?
It's tiny.
Okay, wait.
You want to put us in your pocket?
I just
we had to say that though.
We are.
You just want to hug him and put a hand on your stomach. Just hug him.
Reese and I are like this, you're going to get the same.
Hilarious. Isn't that funny?
It is hilarious.
I keep missing the funniest parts. Okay, I don't even know where to go with this right now.
You can
this
bring them all. Keep the questions coming. I'm ready.
Said, put them in your pocket. Ooh. Since we were all on this kind of like, do you have any fetishes?
Who, me?
We know you do. We're going to come back to you.
He was actually ready to answer.
Yeah.
Fetish.
Well, go ahead. Let's.
Guys typically have fetish.
What, fetish?
Do you have any fetishes?
I like.
Mom is in the background like, Carl, no.
Don't do it.
I like to be bitten.
What?
He's like, what?
I like to be.
We don't hear. What is that?
Why?
Wait, Carl, can you say that again? Okay, I'm going to ask that question. Carl.
Yeah.
Wait, I got to put this on my.
That was over here.
Okay, I got to put this on my Instagram. We're going to. Okay, wait, James, just mark that because we'll come back. Okay. Carl.
Do you have any fetishes?
Yes. I like to be bitten. I like to be choked.
Wait. You like to be what?
I like to be choked.
You got rid of the wrong one. Did you want to call a friend?
No. It doesn't matter though. Any woman you give me, I don't care how she thinks she is or how she acts, I will be able to change it to that.
So it doesn't
matter.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
I like to get a woman. I like a woman that's just like said that she's like she's not into it. And I like her to get to the point where she's fiending for me to do it, basically.
So let me take a good look at y'all because they're not gonna be the same after this.
Basically.
Okay. What else is there to say?
Well, this is number 3. We have to talk about ours.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
fetishes?
Yeah. Well, she said that. She asked. Okay. So this is number 3, Tahira. I don't think I would call this a fetish, but what I do like is like a man that smells really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm like the weirdo that you might just be
armpit?
Sitting on the couch
and
I do. I smell the armpit. Like the deodorant smells good. The cologne smells good.
Do you
want to
come smell me though?
I love a good smell.
Do you want to smell him? He said.
I mean.
Okay,
Keisha,
makes sense.
You smell him and tell us what he smells like.
Exactly.
Come on, Tahira.
Maybe later.
Tahira, come smell him.
Okay, I'll come smell.
Come smell.
I am so recording this, just FYI.
I've never been.
You're on camera.
No, you can't touch me because you can't know, like,
no, no problem.
How
no problem.
I am or anything.
No problem.
So you just stay still.
No problem.
She's really feeling like it.
She started at the armpit.
I don't want to
to smell him too now. This is Reese. Can I smell him too?
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Fresh. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Reese wants to smell. Reese, you can come smell too.
This is hilarious right now.
It's not too overwhelming. It smells good. It's clean.
Left to people you've been with.
Smell another area, Reese.
What is going on?
She said, smell another area.
I smelled everything that that was necessary right now.
Okay. But clean, right?
Yeah, very clean.
Yeah.
Freshly.
Could I just say that this is the funniest show I've ever done, I believe. In the last 100 and change episodes.
I tried to back out, but it was fun.
No, I am so, so happy.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. To follow them on the date.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a really, really quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Carl make his choice. So stay tuned right here at KVP Show.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
We are back here at Candidly Keisha. This, I must say, has been one of the funniest, at least for me, the most entertaining podcast that I have ever been a part of, and I've been a part of all of these. So, Carl.
Yeah?
It's decision time.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you choose?
Three.
You choose three?
Yeah.
Oh! Oh!
Okay.
Yay. So, go to
I
here.
I thought I was going to...
Aren't you happy?
So what do I win besides Carl?
Okay. Hey. There's a lot here.
So now that we have made the choice, Carl, I will unblindfold you and let us know. Let's meet everybody. We'll meet Carla, then we'll meet Reese, then we'll meet Tahira. Here we go.
And
I wasn't in control. This wasn't fair.
Okay.
So scared to open his eyes.
So we have Carla.
I'm Reese.
Hey. We have Reese. And we have Tahira.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
It's bright as hell.
Okay.
He's got to get his eyes adjusted to the light.
Sorry, you have been blindfolded for like an hour. I'm sorry.
That's good. That is so funny. That was so fun, though.
That was cool.
So, Carl, how was this experience for you?
I was out of control for a second. That's not fun.
Oh, Lord.
But it was cool.
So where are you and Tahira going to go on your date?
Well, he has to tell me what he thinks about what he sees
first. Oh! On air.
But I was already painting pictures in my head as you guys were talking anyway. So I'm not surprised. I'm good. Okay. All the way good.
Aww. Well, thank you.
Because my friends think I'm a visual person only.
So
well, I am, but
you.
I can, as you talk, I can paint pictures and it lets me know what. Yeah. It's small things that people do or say, and then you could tell by
like
the character.
Like
what?
Okay, come on. We're listening.
What made you pick Splash?
She was the silliest of all of them.
Uh-huh.
Like certain her answers.
The mic is over here.
Some of her answers were just sillier than others. And it was more. I figured if I'm going to be out with somebody, it's going to be like kind of carefree and just having fun.
Yeah.
Take nothing serious. Again, you know I could say crazy stuff sometimes. So.
Uh-huh.
I was going by who I think I could be out with and just, you know, and if I say something a little bit off, they're either going to ask me or they're just going to laugh about it. So that's what I was going by.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Aww.
Well, nice to meet you.
Jamie.
So where are you taking us all?
Oh my God.
I'll cook for everybody somewhere.
The mic?
I'll cook for everybody somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Y'all can come out to the Ville. And we can have a barbecue. Some jerk wings, please and thank you.
Yeah. And mangoes.
We could do that.
Well, this was fun.
Okay, so now that you guys can see each other, do you have any, like, last questions or, you know, before? Because you're coming back to talk about this date. This date's happening.
I think the question should be asked on the date, right?
Oh!
It don't matter. Like, it's not going to be boring regardless.
Okay.
We can ask 100 questions now. It's still going to be stuff to talk about later.
All right.
Boop, boop, boop.
Good
boop,
with that.
Boop, boop.
Let's go.
Hold on one sec. How are we on time?
We're doing about 4 or 5 minutes. We have time.
Okay.
But hey, can I ask this real quick since I'm the producer guy and stuff. Yeah. And you have a phone, right?
Yeah.
On the date, could you record a little bit of audio or something? Maybe you could kind of share some of the actual, happenings. Nothing. It's nothing weird.
Nothing weird. I'm just saying.
So James needs you to record so that we're gonna have you come back to Candle Keisha. We're gonna talk about this date. But we'd love to have some audio too. This is gonna be so much fun.
If she go too far, I can't tell y'all that though.
No, right? No, no, okay. No, no, no.
Just in
case.
If
I go too far, it's gonna be the problem.
Really?
Right. Okay.
I'll have Mo and Keisha and them like in the corner. You won't know they're there.
Can we be in the bushes?
Yes.
With like
at a table.
Binoculars.
Right over there.
Oh, no, my goodness.
We'll have fun.
So where would you like? Tell us the date plan. We want the date plan. Tell us something.
You might have to think about it.
Because the one
she
thing
she already taken well, up for your ass.
Yeah, right? There you go.
I got you. I got you.
No, my I really like bowling as a date because you're just back and forth. And I'm going to talk smack and you're going to talk smack. And as you drink, as you're drinking, you just kind of loosen up. And you really get to know a person, I think, that way.
I'm down with that. I'm pretty good at bowling.
Yeah, you get to see their character.
I usually beat boys in bowling.
If you beat me to all my tripping, you might get tripped. I'm letting you know. We're going to start with that.
Well, I will say this. Thank you all very, very much for coming and being a part of Candidly Keisha in this first dating extravaganza that I have done.
With more people.
But wait, we are Cerise. And Carla.
I want you to bring me back so that I can be paired with a very nice guy. Thank you, Keisha.
Yes. I would like to bring you back, and then you'll be in the hot seat, okay?
Yay! Yes.
Can I come and watch?
Switch roles.
Yes. Okay. You can come watch. And then Carla, do you want to come and be in the hot seat, and you can make a choice?
You could be blindfolded this
Carla,
time.
Carla!
Well, I do like the blindfold.
You can put that on the mic.
Hold on.
If you're promising to blindfold me, I'll come back.
Oh! Carla, grab the mic real quick. I wanted to tell us about your book, though, because you've just launched a book. And before you ladies go, I would like you each to kind of let me know some of the things that you have going on, where people can find you, you know, all of that good stuff. You know, a little shameless plug, self-promo.
Yes, here I am. Write with Carla, WRITE, WITHCARLA. It is a romance novel about dating in today's society. You know, it's a lot different than when we came up. You can't just go to the mall and... Is it not?
You're okay.
You can't just go to the mall and meet somebody, but there are things like taking pictures and videos and, you know, sexting and all of this. So I'm trying to incorporate dating with all of the visual aspects of technology that we have, but still with the social ills of Black Lives Matter. So kind of just taking a snapshot of America today, putting it in a romance novel with lots of great sex. And you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
E-book? Do you have an e-book
I have an e-book. Barnes & Noble, the Kindle and the Nook. Is called Mask Off by Carla DuPont. Ooh. So I appreciate your support.
I'm going to download it now. So Reese?
Well, hey, everybody. I'm Reese Odom. I'm an actress, born and raised here in Atlanta. I also produce, and I'm starting my own production company I just started it. And I've already produced a few films, not with this company, but I'm going to do a lot of films that have purposeful meanings. Mm-hmm. And I also am going to start workshops for up-and-coming actors and their parents, and just to have everybody ready for what it is that they want to do in the industry. I'm excited. It's going to start soon, so be looking out on Reese, REECEODUM, no relation to Lamar. And that's me. I'm on all social media outlets at Reese Odom. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tahira, and this is my second time on Candidly Keisha. Woo, woo, woo. I am the founder of The Cut Life, which is a digital platform that celebrates short hair and beauty.
You're sexy, you're growing yours out. I know you had a little, you know.
So, but recently, my company casted all the talent for Dark and Lovely's newest hair color sprays.
Nice.
So they're in stores now. And I also hosted Red Carpet for the Soul Train Awards on behalf of African Pride, and that airs on November 26th.
Nice. Yeah. And where can people find you on social media?
Oh, Instagram, Tahira Joy, TAHIRAJOY. And The Cut Life is spelled normally.
The Cut Life.
Yes.
Got it. Well, I must say, this has been a very, very fun Candidly Keisha. I have enjoyed. I cannot wait to hear the update.
Yeah.
And this is what I said when all of you came. I said, even if it's not like a love match, I can promise you, you're gonna have a good time,
right?
And you're gonna have a fun date. And yes, we're gonna have to. I'm speechless right now, and that doesn't happen very often. But this is Candidly Keisha. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, Keisha. Thank you. Having us.
And I'm gonna be on the lookout for some memes for y'all.
I know somebody, girl. So can we bring guys? That might be a good idea if we can bring guys that we know.
We'll talk about it. What we'll do
is,
that's how I did it. That's how I did it. I reached out to friends. I was like, okay, do you know someone who could be good? Da-da-da-da. So we will definitely, I said that it wasn't going. But that's what we're going to do. So we're going to find some nice eligible bachelors for you guys.
Cool.
But this is Candidly Keisha. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing, amazing weekend. And we'll be right back right here next Friday.
Right. Bye.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.